six lines from the bottom.
Right. So it seems like
Tanu Rabban. Chaima b'shar mibibar. Shar has more of a chumra than bar, and chaima b'bar mibishar. Bar has more of a chumra than shar. Chaima b'shar mibibar. We're discussing here Karen. That's what shar is. So chaima b'shar mibibar. Shar is more chumra than bar. Shar mishalem es hakayfer. Shar pays the kayfer. What does that mean? If you go to a person, a mu'id, that killed a regular person, you pay kaifa. V'chayiv b'shloshim shal evet. And you chayiv, if you kill an evet, you chayiv automatic to pay 30. If it was worth less, if it was worth more, you always mechayiv to pay 30. Nigma dinoi, asabana. If you killed a person, this shor is asabana. V'dak elelech l'azik. And also, the derech is that it goes to be mazik. Hashainke mibar, the boy doesn't have all these halachas. The boy is, what does that mean? The boy is nachayiv. What?
That's
that mochamah. Oh, so, lav dafka that makes a mochamah. That's just the metzias of a shah. Yeah. Hashis doesn't.
How does this compare? The Gemara is saying nachayim mibar mibishar, or vice versa. How does it compare to what the Mishnah said originally? Lo harei asher karei abar.
Yeah, so.
Sam?
What do you know for the Mishnah? No. Over there, we were saying things that aren't similar. It's
right.
Dakal el Chazik, it's Ember Yochayim,
that.
Now we're saying in Chiyuv. What type of Chiyuv? You have to pay Kaifa, you have to pay for Shalashim Shalavim.
That's why Dakal el Chazik is.
What?
So that's what we're saying, Dakal el
Chazik. That's what he's asking the question, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to it. We're going to discuss. Mashenki Bebor. By bar, you're not chayiv by Mrs. Adam. If a person falls into a pit, you're not chayiv. Right? We dash in Shar v'le Adam, we'll see later on in the Gemara. But that's why, so therefore you're not chayiv. Shalashim shal Eved, not chayiv kaifa, all that, you're not chayiv. Yeah. Chayime be bar me be shar. Bar has a chumra over shar, a chiyuvim, different. Shah bar tchilas asiyasa l'nezek. In the beginning, it is tchilas asiyasa l'nezek. Umu'ed mit chilasa, which means Karen has time first two or three times has time. Mashenkin b'shar, that's not mu'ed mit chilasa. So again, that's what we're only discussing. Karen, Mashenkin b'shar, that doesn't have it. Yeah, no. Mashenkin b'shar, shar doesn't have it. Zokti ma'avait, chayim b'shar mibeish. Shur has a maila chumra over eish. Chayim be'eish b'shur, and eish has a chumra over shur. Chayim b'shur mebe'eish. Shur has a chumra over eish. Shur mishalim kaifa. The shur pays kaifa, like we said before. V'chayim b'shleishim shal eved. Nigma dino asabana. If it was nigma the din, it's asabana to have the shur. Masa l'chay shayt v'katan. Chayim, we learned this yesterday. If you gave it over to chay shayt v'katan, you chayim. Mashenkin be'eish, eish doesn't have that. Well, eish doesn't have all of these. And so too we learned in the Brayis yesterday, that eish doesn't have, if you went ahead and you gave it over to Chayav Shayt V'Katan, you're not Chayav. What was the Gemara talking about? The Gemara Shayla is talking about a Gacheles, where it's not real literal fire, you need to blow it. Or even let the other Mandama, it's talking about real fire, but over there it's the Chayav that's going with the Mashenkin of the animal. Fine.
What was the maskana of the Gemara yesterday? Why is we first tried comparing what we leave over.
That's what you said. That either it's machlekes.
It's not because
it's gecheles. It's not a coal. It's not real fire. And the same by shor where it's tied. It's still it's darker than that. Or even if it's a real fire, but over here it's the cheresh that's doing it.
So I mean, it's still different than the other has it.
No, because we're coming off Shur. Shur is Chayav Lutum with Adam. No, not Dafka, but we're saying that's what the Shur was Chayav. Shur is Mishalim Kaifa by Adam, and then. Chayme be'esh mi b'shoe, she'esh mu'edes mitchilasei, ha'shenke b'shoe, it's not mu'edes mitchilasei, because it's first the time. Yeah. Chayme be'esh mi b'boi, v'chayme b'boi mi b'esh. Each one have its chum. Chayme b'boi mi b'esh, she'tchilas ha'siyasei l'nezik. And what? A muscle of chayashot if you cut in chayif. If you give a boy over to chayashot if you cut, like we saw yesterday, you chayif. Ha'shenke b'esh, b'esh in ha'chayif. If you give it over to Chesed Vekat. Chayme be'esh mi be'boi. There's a chumra of esh over boi. She'esh da'ka le'lecha la'azik mu'edes lechel bein dava ha'ro'ola u'bein dava she'en ha'ro'ola. It's a mu'ed, something which is right. We'll see in the Gemara what that means, right or not right. Something which is not right. Ma she'en came be'boi, you only chayiv on something which is right.
Why do we mention mu'edes lechel bein dava ha'ro'ola?
What do we, what?
Why not just say umazik bein shiroi bein shenroi? Why is mu'edus relevant? Why mu'edus? Why not?
It's not a time. It's a mu'ed.
But it's always a mu'ed. Not only in this case.
True. No, you would think maybe davar shenroi lo is not mu'ed. Maybe you pay an echatz in ezek. It's because not the derech. Okay, so that's what they say. He made chalukim in chiyuvim. Again, the Mishnah was chiyuvim, chalukim in with the Matzias, and here you're telling chalukim in the chiyuvim. In fact, the Gemara, but listen, chayim b'shayim b'bayir, let it say the difference in chayim b'shayim b'bayir, sha'ashar chayim b'yasa kalim. If it shares mazik kalim, yichayim. If it broke up in a gicha, b'ita, tell the karen, yichayim. Masha'in kayim b'bayir. B'bayir is not chayim in kalim, right? Why? Because we know the same way it says Shavu'la Adam, Shavu'la Kalim. He's like, "Well, man, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayim, let's get Kalim Bebar." Rabbi Yehuda says that you are Chayiv on Kalim Bebar. So, maybe you wouldn't be able to say that Chayim B'Shayim Bebar by both the Mechayim on Kalim. In fact, you might, Rabbi Yehuda, if you're coming on to Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Seifa, let's see the Seifa. It says Chayim Be'esh Bebar. She'esh da'ka le'lecha la'azik u'mu'ed lechel bein dava yo'lo bein dava she'en yo'lo. That's what we said in the Braisa. That esh has its maila, that chumra, that yichayib on dava yo'lo dava she'en yo'lo. Hashem ke b'par. Dava yo'lo ma'ininu, what is dava yo'lo? Eitzim. By fire, what's dava yo'lo? Wood. Dava she'en yo'lo ma'ininu, kelim. What's en yo'lo? Kelim. So that's when by Eish, you chayiv on both. Masha'in came aboard, then you're not chayiv on both, which is, that means you're not chayiv on Kalim. I Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a mechayiv, I Rabbi Yehuda's Kalim aboard. One second. So if it's Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why I didn't mention of Chayim b'shayim aboard, that shows chayiv on Kalim, but it's not chayiv on Kalim, and that's what you said, because boy is yachayim akelim. Here, this part of the brass needs to go with the view. Can't go like a view.
But it has nothing to do with mazik. Because the reason why it's called Kam Zain Raila, because you don't normally put furniture into the fire with fuel. But the chiyuv is the same, it doesn't make a difference. It's not shot that the normally ace doesn't go there and attack them, the kalim are fireproof. Shot is because people
don't normally burn
kalim.
Right.
They
don't
use
the
fuel. What's
that
to do with
the
mazik?
This ain't a royal though. Has nothing to do with mazik. Okay. I'm saying, but the mazik. No, we're talking
about chiyuvim.
The mazik, I'm chuyuv. You are.
What has to do?
What's
by?
The mazik by bar.
All right, but by yesh, what does have to do with chiyuv? The reason, what do I care if it's royal or not? It's mazik the same way. It's just as likely to be mazik eilim as not mazik eilim. So what does it have to do with any royal?
Has
nothing to do with mazik.
It's not a vote of any royal. The vote is a mazik. Are you mechuyiv or not? We're telling you cases that you mechuyiv by eish, you're not mechuyiv by shayu.
But it has nothing to do with the chumra. It's not a chumra.
The mice is mechuyev.
Yeah, mechuyev because it has nothing to do.
True,
with.
True. But at the end of the day, mechuyev. We don't care why.
But it has nothing to do with the chumra of heaven.
Right, you're right. But at the end of the day, mechuyev. We're saying another case. Zakti Maris El Eilim Rabbanani. So really, it's going like that Rabbanani because it can't be going like a Yehuda because a Yehuda is chayev and this kekelim bebar. The ton of a shayev. and you had a question, why doesn't it say the chayim b'shayim b'bar that shows chayim and kelim b'shayim kelim b'bar? You're right. Before we wanted to say it's a b'yudin, no, we're going to get a b'ana, but it's skipping out some things. We're not saying every case. The Baraz didn't say every case. The Gemara, my shayi da shayi. What other case did you skip out? The Gemara, shayi tamun. You skipped out tamun. What's that? That if that person has in his field hidden kelim, so you potter by ish. And b'shem bar yichayim.
That's what you mean. It's b'shem bar.
What do you mean? Why not?
How do you have a case of tamun by bar?
Rashi says
if item,
it was hidden in, no with kelim hidden in a sack, so it was hidden.
Well,
it's on a shayah, and the shayah fell in, and with kelim on in a bag. That's called tamah. Yeah, tamah just means it's not, you don't see it. Okay. So we wanted to know why he didn't say Chayim Mishlem Mibar, that Shai is Chayim and Kelim Hashem Kim Mibar. So we're saying, good question. But we're skipping out some things. So here's another thing that was skipped out. We have another thing that was skipped out.
So by the first, by four was skipped out and by eight, I'm saying.
We're seeing, we're skipping out things, yeah.
It doesn't matter by who. The point is that we skipped more than one thing.
Right. You say, or you could say, La'ilam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And so the question was that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda because we said that Dava Sheinu Yoyla is Kalim, and we know Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, so why do we say the chilek between Bar is by Dava Sheinu Yoyla, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev. So Zakrima, but Dava Sheinu Yoyla, Lav last week came, no, when we said Dava Sheinu Yoyla, the Yechayev of Bar is not last week Kalim, El Lassu Yelichaneya, by Shabbash, El Lassu Yelichaneya, by Sikh Schavanov. It's discussing a case which we saw in the Bava Min Aleph that you burnt your plowed field and it burnt your stones. So over there, so what do we come to say? That over there, it's not really such a, it's not shy chazik so much. Still yichayiv. Right? Stones really don't get really get burnt. And they were saying, yichayiv ve'esh, davar yoyla, davar shein yoyla, mashenki ve'bar, yinachayiv ve'et. Why? Because it's not shaykh by bar, it's not shaykh hezek and karaka. Partially not chayiv. So
is that a chumra?
So that's your last Rabbi Mazel's question. It's not a chumra, it doesn't happen. It says the maysa, I just see a place that you're chayiv in, that's not a part of a chumra. Yeah, I see a metzias that you're chayiv by one and not by the other. Maski v'lo yavashi, listening chayim v'shayim v'bar, shashay chayiv v'bar, shayim v'sula ha-mikdashin. Let's say a case that is a chayim b'shayim b'ayim by shor chayim b'shayim shor b'sula mikdashin. What happened? What happened? What's b'sula mikdashin? You were paid a shor and you had a shor and you were paid it. Shor of hekdash. Right. And you went ahead and you were paid it. Why? Because you got a mum, let's say. Right? It was possible. So you paid it. What does paid it mean? That you said this carbon should be instead of this carbon. Now you, like this, you can bring this behemoth. This behemoth should be instead of this behemoth. Now you can bring this behemoth to the Beis Hamikdash.
So that belongs to you. That,
right. So that thing belongs to you. Right. So that's Psula HaMikdash. And that fell in the bar. You put the Baal HaBar is put. Why? So we dash it because it says Baal HaBar Yishalim V'Hamesi Yaloi. Hashenkin over here, this mace is not yours. Why? Because it's us to be Michael the Klavan. Normally, if the bar fell, if the shor fell into the pit, so you have to pay for the shor because the shor died, and then you get that shor. But over here, this shor, the mazik gets the right. The Baal HaBar gets to keep it. It goes to keeping, but he gets to keep it. Now, but over here, it's us lachila the Klavan.
Why?
That's halacha. Tis bachol giza.
Al-Tegdash.
Yeah, it's not completely yours. So since there's Esurim to it, so therefore, you can't say Vamesi Eloi. It's not Vamesi Eloi, so therefore, you're not Mechliv to pay.
Could you do anything with it?
What?
Yeah, you can sell the skin.
Yes, right, so then why is that not value? Why is that in Vamesi Eloi?
Because he doesn't have control, he doesn't have normal.
So Rashi brings down. We learn in B'chayas, Tizbach v'lai Giza, Basa v'lai Chala, V'chalta v'lai L'klavim. There's Esurim that you can't go ahead and do with it.
With this, why is he paying the value
It says means completely yours. Here we see this, not completely yours.
But just like a regular mace is limited with what the mazik can now do with it, because obviously it wasn't shecht, you can only use it to certain things. You have a lighter usage. Where do you draw the line? Why?
No, because over there you can't save a mesi alai. Whatever you could save a mesi, it's not a regular of a mesi alai.
Right, but it's still a mesi. It's not a regular case of the shor is yours either, because you don't have full bialis because you can't shecht anymore because it's dead.
Okay, but that doesn't make it. So whatever it's usage for, you have a lot of usage. Hey, you lost out three usages.
Here, from when it was killed, you're still limited further.
Zakti Gemara, Mashain came about. That's Ravashi's question. Let it say that Shai is Chayim Sudo Mikdash Mashain came about. Iyam Abishlam Rabbanan. If you can say it's Rabbanan, like we said before, so I did the Shai Yahach Shai Namiach. If it's going to be the Rabbanan, so once it missed out Tamun and Kalim, so Shai this also, it missed out this also. Ravashi missing Eliyam Tabiuda. That there's no shear because Caleb but and Tom and Beisha but is mechayev. So, fact, Gemara, my shayed Aisha, what did you miss out? Everything Gemara shayed dash benira. If the shor was dash benira, what? Right. What does that mean? That you dash in? What's nira? Just had a minute ago.
It put down, take the charge, and stamped its foot. That's dash benira.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, its kavana is to be mazik, right? That means normally its kavana is not to be mazik. Mashenkin over here, it was kavana to be mazik because it was plowing the field, right? It was dash bini, right? It was plowing the field, so its kavana is to be mazik. So that's so. But there we say yichayev l'shalom. Mashenkin bebar because it's not shaykh. What's shaykh bebar? It's not shaykh hezek bekarka, right? So over here, we're talking about this case of Dash Bini, right? So your kavana was to be mazik. Mashayin came above where your kavana, even do you can't be mazik, karka. So I'm talking about Dash Bini, if you're going to come on to me, Dash Bini, that's not called a shir. Why? The Atanish can darka lelech lazik. Because the Mishnah says, Shah is darka lelech lazik. And all the zikun have a chlav that it's darka lelech lazik. So therefore, that's not by shor. Shor is darker than chalazik. So therefore, that's not considered a meat. Shias. It was shver. If it's only like a Yehuda, you have a good kasha. Rashi asked a good kasha. Because even though I missed out this, but it didn't miss out anything else. So we don't say normally if it misses out two. So we say it can miss out. If it only misses out one, let's miss out. So I say it can't be like a Yehuda. Like Rashi's question is that it can't stomach Yehuda. It has to be the Rabbanan. And I missed out others, and then it's missing out this also. Zakti Gemara, Hichshati b'miktsas niska. The Mishnah said that sometimes you were goyim part of the hezek and you chay for the whole thing. Where is the case that you're goyim? It's your fault of doing part of the hezek and therefore you chay for the whole thing. Tana Abon. Hichshati b'miktsas niska, chavti b'tashlume niska, kehech shekol niska. The Mishnah said, the chayiv, like ki'ilu, you brought the whole hezek. Whatever case is that? Keta. Ha'chayfer bar tisha. You dug a pit of nine. Someone dug a pit of nine. U'ba'achav eshlimei la'asayah. And the next guy came along and made the tenth tefach. Ha'achar and chayiv, the last guy is chayiv. So you see, he only did one tefach. If he would have done stamazay, one tefach, he's chayiv. He's never going to be chayiv on Misa. And here you see that you are a chayiv. What's the pshat? Because you did a little bit. You added from the 9 to the 10. And therefore, you are chayiv. Now. What? Well, you only wrote part of it.
No, it wasn't.
Let me see if this helps you.
He's asking the 10 guy.
No, let's see.
Was 9 to 10?
Huh? Oh, good question. What about the guy that did 4 to 5?
Same guys.
Is he chayim and the hezek or not? Both of them are chayim and hezek?
Chayim and the hezek, but I think with
10
is...
10 is chayim misa. Right. So 4 to 5. On the Hezek. Who, they're both chayim on the Hezek?
No, just the...
Just the five? Why?
Same thing.
For, maybe, for, maybe for so, what, so the four tefach wouldn't have been a hezek, but now the five gave you a hezek.
You have to evaluate each case.
We know that.
I'm saying, so it could be also. You're asking a question. It's a very good question. The Shainim have machlekes about this. The Shainim have machlekes about this. Some Shainim say that only number five is chayav. We'll have to wait much more for the gemara later on. Some Shainim say that no, they're both chayav. Now the shah is, if only five is chayim, why do we want to say it?
Why is that not a shah to make a neskin?
Yeah. Maybe we're talking about misa. Okay, let's just see the Gemara, what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the like Rebbe. This is not like Rebbe, the Tanya. Rebbe said, Achayfe bar tisha ubacha v'shlimin la'asar. Achen chay, that's Tanakam. That's what we were saying. Rebbe Yehme, achen l'misa, achen shneim l'nezakin. So if the shah was huzak and didn't die, they both paid it nezak.
So,
what are we saying? Why is it not like Rabbi? Because by Hezek, you see, they're both Chayiv. That means we were learning that this Gemara that said, Acher Chayiv is Sai by Misa and Sai by Hezek. Nine is a complete Hezek. No, the Gemara held that last Tefach is an Hezek. So always, so the Gabi, your question, always the last Tefach.
Which means the 10th guy is chayv for misa.
Right.
What's the next thing?
Acher shneim l'nezakin. They're both chayv.
They're both in the chayv.
Right. So, and we're saying that it's not going like Rebbe, because over there I see misa. We still say that the last guy is chayv. But we want to talk about Hezek.
That only one is
chayv. And Moshe Tanakama holds that Hezek only one is chayv.
Which one? The first or the second?
Second.
What do we see here?
So we're saying, so when the Mishnah said, when we were referring to the halach of Acher Chayiv, that meant Saifa Misa, Saifa Nizik. Okay? So I'm trying to say to Rabbi Khan's question, so 2, 4, and 5, that the second guy is Chayiv. So now Rabbi Mazza wants a Taina, that's not right. Why?
Because when you went from 9 to 10, it was a different kind of mazik. This is a mazik that's makdim. So you made a new kind of mazik. Okay, 4 and 5 is the same mazik. Except maybe this one may be a lot. As you say, Avir is the Avir, 4 and 5 is the same Avir.
What are you getting there from?
He's saying Alam the Shavuot.
What are you getting there from?
He's trying to say that what?
He's trying to say that
between 4 and 5, it's a hezek, it's the same type of hezek. Moshenki, 9 and 10, you see that it kills. So once it kills, it's also a different type of hezek.
But 4 and 5 could also kill.
No.
No, 4 and 5 are not chayim. If it kills,
it's
both.
But it could kill.
No. Obviously, it technically could. I mean, but we don't say that it's you. We say it's the hevel, whatever. We say it's not you died from a heart attack. It's obviously, because if not, you'd be chayim. So, but I don't know what you're talking about, Maza. It's only a chilek in me, so why would you say such a vat?
Because it's a different kind of, it's a different.
The Gabi Hezek is a chilek. I don't know if it's just.
But the Rebbe, you see that they would shear it under 5, under 10.
Even 10?
I'm saying for sure under 10.
Right, for sure. Rebbe, we're not going, Rebbe. We're going now, we want to know the Tanakam. If under 10, if they'll shear for Hezek, fine. So that's why it's not like Rebbe. Papa, Amma? No, the Misa. We're discussing Misa like you thought till now. The Divrei Hakel, and it's going like Divrei Hakel, which means because Misa, even Rebbe agrees that after the last guy gets Misa, so that's a Shati Mitzvah Niska. Now, the reason why, without a Papa, you wouldn't say that is because, like, I think you asked me, it's not a Mitzvah Niska. Like, I mean, 9 to 10, that's complete. You don't say that Mitzvah. You hear the voice? From 9 to 10, that's a complete killer.
You made it happen.
Right. It's not just
you. Before that, it was nothing.
Before that, Legabe Misa wasn't anything. You don't say that it was 90% Misa. And now you went at Mazel said.
But he was saying that then, now it's a new Mazik.
Okay, so you're writing something. but Yerevat, 9 to 10 is a whole new Heftzah. It's not just That's misa. It's not just like kilo. There was 90% misa. Now you did it. It's you can you did the misa. You that's where the machlekes is. Okay, fine. So that's what we're saying. So therefore, that's not the chshati mixes niska. That's what Hagan says.
But there's something to be said that had the first guy not done the first nine, he wouldn't have the ability to make it into a hezek of a misa.
True, but that doesn't mean that there was already legabe misa. More than that, legabe misa. There's no hezek right, at all.
The first nine.
So you did it complete. You grabbed the need of the first nine. Okay, fine. But that doesn't make it that you did the misa.
According to that, it means
on
the first
night
you wouldn't be
chayiv for the nizik. For misa. Like I'm trying to say, it's a different theft.
What do you know about the nizik then?
Why not? For nizik, it's a mazik.
I'm saying, okay, 10, it's for misa. What about tol 10?
It's only hezek.
I understand, but what from here, what is Papa helping you? That's what I'm saying.
It's
coming to everyone. He wants to say it's like Rabbi also. Because that's it's talking about misa, and once we're discussing misa, everyone agrees that only the last guy's chayav.
Right.
That's it.
I'm saying, so what is he saying in Tanakama?
No, because Tanakama, that's what I'm trying to say. Tanakama was talking about hezek also. And Tanakama was saying, right.
And the tenth. Does the whole new chayav for
and if it's hezek, only the tenth guy's going to be chayav, not the ninth guy.
That's what Rabbi Mazel was saying. That.
If Mazda was trying to answer the question for that, that's why I said. I said he's right for this. That's what I said. Ikadami, Lamed like your Rabbi. The Gemara said it like this. Lamed like your Rabbi. Maybe it's not like your Rabbi because Rabbi said that the Gabi Hezek, they're both Chayiv. I'm a papa, the Misa with the Behakal. It's Misa and it's everyone. Zok, the Gemara, right? Should we stop here?
What does it mean, it's everyone?
We just said it's going to be said, everyone agrees. Rabbi agrees that it's also the Gabi Misa, the Achron Tzchai. We have to. Well, what time?
We don't have to get
canceled.
Let's talk for another minute. Maskevo Abzeh, Vesu Leka. There's nothing. Oh, Leika. There's another case. Masasha of case for the Mishnah, right? Of Chshat and Mitzvah Nisgai. We have another case. Masa Shaya Lechamish Bnei Adam. If you gave over your shirt to five people, Upasha Bayechad Man, Vizik, Chayev. One person was Peshaya and the Shmira watching it, and because that the Shay was Mazik, Chayev. Hey Khadam. What's it referring to? Five people were supposed to watch it, and one person didn't watch it, and therefore the Shay good and Chayev. That guy's Chayev. Hey Khadam, Ilaim the Balav, Iulav and Mintam. If with Adam it wouldn't have been watched, Pshita, the EU covered. He's doing the whole thing. What happened here? The four people are watching it. The fifth person didn't watch it. So it's Pashit. He's doing the whole thing. Right? So that's
it's
not,
as if he's doing the whole thing.
Yeah. The whole Hezek. Zakti Gemara, Ella the Balav EU Namimint. Ella, are you going to tell me with Adam it was watched? Mike covered. What's he doing wrong? What's going on? I mean, with Adam, it wouldn't have been watched. It would have been watched.
It would have been watched.
Mask of Arbshayish.
So the next one is the same
as him. That's what it doesn't talk about this case. What's the case? If with Adam, it would have been watched, so then you'd be chayiv. Yeah, stop it.